I think a lot of the politicians in Greece won't be happy with what happened over the weekend. I think a lot of the Greek people won't be happy. And I think a lot of European Union and Eurozone members will be very uncomfortable with what happened over the weekend and what happened to one of the smaller countries, and a number of nations sort of flex their muscles, and fiscal rules seem to trump democracy almost. And you have to wonder about, obviously the decision that was made was political. It wasn't at all economical, because it doesn't make any economic sense to push a country that's in recession again further into recession. So what was the driving force that I can see behind this agreement was ideological from one side. I suppose the Greek Prime Minister felt that he didn't have the mandate to leave the Eurozone, and at that point I suppose there was no money left in the banks and they hadn't really planned their exit, so they were forced to accept this. But I do think a lot of people will be very unhappy, both with the terms. I think it'll be difficult to get it through the parliament. And then how will it be implemented? That's the question, because people forget how much has been done in Greece over the past 6 years. The public administration staff, the public service has been cut by 20%. They introduced a property tax. They've already made changes to their VAT. They've increased social insurance. They have already cut their pensions. Child benefit for the third child and beyond has been abolished. The minimum wage for young people has been cut by 32%. And for everybody over 25, it's been cut by 22%. Yet they are further and further and further in recession, despite implementing all those previous measures which were demanded by bailout one and bailout two. It hasn't made any difference.
People will be looking at it and they will be saying, you know, what is Europe about? Is it a case that we have to stay together at all costs, and who's going to bear those costs?
Well, absolutely. It seems to me, following events at the weekend and following statements from various prime ministers and chancellors and the European presidents, that euro, the common currency, and the Eurozone is basically being kept together because of fiscal rules and because of the banks, essentially. It's certainly not being kept together for the benefit of the people and the citizens of Europe, because if it was, you would have to accept some sort of debt write-down or debt restructuring, because the Greek debt will never, ever, ever be paid off. 97% of the money they've gotten so far has gone straight back out of the country, back into the German and French banks. It hasn't even stayed in the Greek central bank. That is the reality of the situation. By cutting more in an already very depressed economy, and particularly cutting pensions on which three generations of the one family are often relying, and insisting that they raise the VAT rate on tourism, the only industry they have, just doesn't make any sense at all economically. What is the sense in humiliating a country in such a way? Because now all you have done, at a time when we're looking for more political union so we can have more monetary union, which is extremely ironic in the one hand, when you have all this national sentiment and resentment which is being built up. Now you have people who are very resentful of the Germans, for example. A lot of the commentary over the past 24 hours has been very anti-German. You now have France and Germany, you know, with very different opinions about what should happen in the Eurozone. You have the rise of the far right and the far left, neither of which actually want to stay in the European Union. And I think that's very, very worrying. Maybe Europe will get through the next couple of months, the next 18 months. But what happens with the referendum in the United Kingdom? What if they decide to leave Europe? Then what precedent does that set? And what happens if, despite everything, and if Greece implements everything that's asked of them, that there is no recovery? Well, where then for the European Union?
Yeah, where do they go from there? But I suppose people will look to countries like Ireland, who were in similar situations, and people are now saying that things have worked quite well in Ireland and the austerity was implemented and we're now back on track.
But Ireland is a very different case to Greece. For a start, we have to remember how Greece got into the Eurozone in the first place. Was that Goldman Sachs essentially cooked their accounting, their national accounting books, so that Greece could enter the Eurozone. And I mean, that was an open secret. It's not as if the other members of the Eurozone suddenly thought that the Greek government had gotten their house in order. But at the time, they wanted another member of the Eurozone, and they wanted to show that they had a strong currency union and a monetary union that at the same time did not require full political union. And this was the success of the European project. But ultimately, that is what it has been, the downfall of the European project. Greece is different to Ireland in another way. It doesn't have an exporting industry. It doesn't have a strong FDI industry either. Greece is totally pretty much reliant on the tourist trade, more or less, and producing agricultural produce, but the majority of which is consumed in Greece. So Greece never had those economic sectors in the first place. So it was never going to be able to recover out of the crisis in the same way as Ireland did. And if you look at Spain, there's still a really, really high unemployment rate in Spain, but Spain does have a bigger economy and it can export and it can manage the problem more effectively because Spain had a functioning social welfare system. Greece didn't even have a fully functioning social welfare system that provided unemployment benefit to people when it entered the euro at the beginning. So it was never going to be able to recover in the way that Ireland has recovered, for example. And of course, there's still question marks over Ireland's recovery, because our recovery is because our GDP is growing. So our debt to GDP ratio is falling, not because our debt is falling, but because our GDP is increasing. So if the opposite happened, our debt would be increasing. That's something Irish people, we all have to be aware of. You know, we are at the mercy of the markets, and we're lucky at the moment because the dollar is very strong against the euro, and so is sterling. So that suits Ireland because we export to the US and to the UK. But Greece doesn't have any of those advantages. Greece can't do any of that. And at this point, its economy has been hollowed out, and so has most of its social services and social infrastructure. They have been hollowed out. I mean, we're looking back at, you know, almost the Great Depression or countries after World War II where they would have to rebuild from scratch. And the problem is Greece is going to be forced to rebuild from scratch, but without a debt write down or without any money flowing into the country.
Would Greece have been better off to pull out, and if they had their own currency, they could do what people have done in the past or what countries have done in the past and devalue and then get their money back that way?
Well, they may have been. I suppose that's the great unknown, especially for small countries. If you do leave a currency and go back to your own currency and devalue, like that is how most other countries who aren't in a currency union, that's how you manage situations like this. But I suppose it is a great unknown, and the economy was already in a very difficult situation. However, for the normal people, if you had reintroduced the drachma just for their day-to-day interactions, it would make life a lot easier for them. But the problems would then come when Greece is trading with other countries. So I suppose the question remains that who knows if that would have been better or worse. In a way, it would have been more difficult at the beginning, but it would have been a short, sharp shock, and then the country would slowly have begun to recover. Whereas now you're just looking at another 5 to 10 years of, you know, relentless austerity. And the other side of that is, why should they have been forced to exit the Eurozone? Where is the solidarity? I mean, we remember the London conference in 1953, where the amount of solidarity that was shown then after World War II to Germany. Yet there is no solidarity now among European countries, it seems, and Eurozone leaders. If we don't recognise that the European Union is about more than just fiscal rules or banks, that it's actually about people, I think that you will see in national elections and European elections, you will see a shift to more anti-European parties by people who would have been pro-European, because they don't feel part of this project anymore, because the citizen doesn't feature anywhere in this anymore. It's as if the person doesn't exist. At least one, if not two generations of people in Greece will be living with austerity and the outcomes of austerity, and yet they don't seem to feature in discussions at all. And I think that's incredibly, incredibly worrying. And the fact that a sovereignty can more or less be forced to be handed over to technocrats, I think, is incredibly worrying as well. And it should be worrying for every member state of the European Union. I, as an Irish citizen and a member of the European Union, I'm very unhappy with how this has happened. And it's made me rethink, if there was a referendum tomorrow in Ireland on, for example, European, how, you know, you really have to take all of this into account. Where are we going? Mm. You know, because Ireland could have been in that situation.